The following podcast confirms the fact that certain student stereotypes exist on German university campuses. Lazy student / slacker. Clock goes off for the third time.
Oh shit, I've almost slept again. Well, it's 9:45 and I should have been there at 8:30. I'll try again tomorrow.
Hey, what's up? Did you do the homework? I thought it was pretty easy.
Homework?
A requirement for this course is regular attendance.
So how often are we allowed to miss class?
This homework is voluntary, but it's good practice for the exams to do it if you're not confident.
Yes, no homework!
Characteristics: sweatpants, greasy hair, sleepy look on their face. Not necessarily stupid, but lazy as hell.
The gamer.
So, what have you been doing this weekend?
The new Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire was released on Saturday. I was one of the first ones at GameStop to buy it, and I even got a code for a shiny Gengar. I've been playing the whole weekend.
Okay.
Characteristics: wears gaming t-shirts, greasy hair, shy / introverted, the only one in class who is capable of operating the projector.
The person that always sits in the back but is never noticed.
Have you been here the whole time?
Yes.
What was your name again?
Lisa, and you ask me that every time.
Teacher asks a question, Lisa raises her hand.
Oh, no one? Really? You should know that by now.
Characteristics: ordinary clothes, unremarkable.
The future politician.
Would you please sign my petition helping sweatshop workers in Cambodia?
Sorry, I don't have time.
Those workers don't have time either, because they work on your clothes all day on minimum wage. What do you think about the situation in the Ukraine? How can you be so unaware of such important issues in the world? The ESSA election is next week. Please vote, because you can change the world.
Characteristics: ambitious, politically correct, wears a suit most of the time, wants to change the world, starting with you.
Wannabe fashionista.
Oh no, my MacBook does not fit my Louis Vuitton bag. I think I've got to get rid of something. Well, definitely not my makeup. My writing pad. Not necessary at all with all the gossip I'll be talking about with my BFFs during class.
Characteristics: fashion victim, dresses to impress, attends university as a status symbol and to find a future lawyer as a boyfriend. Golden rule: never leave the house without your makeup, your designer bag, and your I'm better than you attitude. The overly eager student. In class.
We still need to check our homework. The exam will have 100 points in total, but there is also the chance to do an exercise to gain 40 extra points.
I will definitely do this exercise. I need to start studying right away.
The exam is 3 months away.
No time for talking. Bye. Can I copy your homework?
Sure, here you are.
These are 5 pages.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I could have written more. You're right.
Who can tell me what vocal folds are?
The vocal folds, also known commonly as vocal cords or voice reeds, are composed of twin enfoldings of mucous membrane stretched horizontally from back to front across the larynx. They vibrate, modulating the flow of air being expelled from the lungs during phonation.
10 points for Gryffindor! Characteristics: hand is constantly raised, knows the answer before the question is formulated, Not really fashionable, but also not outdated clothes.
The authors reserve the right not to be responsible for the topicality, correctness, completeness, or quality of the information provided. Liability claims regarding damage caused by the use of any information provided, including any kind of information which is incomplete or incorrect, will therefore be rejected. All offers are not binding and without obligation. Parts of the pages or the complete publication, including all offers and information, might be extended, changed, or partly or completely deleted by the author without separate announcement. The events depicted in this podcast are fictitious. Any similarity to any person living or dead is merely coincidental.